Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, June 17th, 2015, and on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the decision of Washington to move heavy weapons into the Baltic nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. The Baltics are three small countries, with Russia to their immediate east, Ukraine to the south, and the Baltic Sea to the west. The front page of the New York Times Sunday edition opened its article this way, quote, "The Pentagon is poised to store battle tanks, infantry fighting vehicles, and other heavy weapons for as many as 5,000 American troops in several Baltic and Eastern European countries," Americans and allied officials say, end quote. This is the first time since the fall of the Soviet Union and the end of the Cold War that the U.S. has gone into easternmost nations of NATO that used to be part of the old Soviet Union. The U.S. and Russia made a deal between Gorbachev and Reagan, but supposedly that deal no longer holds forth. According to U.S. spokesmen, the move is designed to send a clear message of resolve to allies and to Russia's President Vladimir Putin that the United States would defend the alliance's members closest to Russia. James Stavridis, retired admiral and former supreme allied commander of NATO, said it provides a reasonable level of reassurance to jittery allies, although nothing is as good as troops stationed full-time on the ground. What's included in the deal? Tanks, artillery, and enough pre-positioned stocks to equip a brigade of 3,000 to 5,000 soldiers. This is not supposed to be a force that could defeat a massive Russian buildup, but is simply a deterrent. The deterrent is that the United States is willing to put the lives of its sons and daughters on the line to defend the Baltics. To me, this is madness. And here is why: the Baltics and a few surrounding countries like Finland, Sweden, and Poland have been fighting back and forth with Russia for hundreds of years. They get stronger and take parts of Russia. Russia gets stronger and takes it back, plus a little more sometimes. During World War II, Finland actually sent troops to join Nazi SS units because they feared Russia so much. The Finns fought back and forth with Russia for decades, and finally they resolved their differences. In about 1990, with the fall of the Soviet Union, Russia was again weak, so NATO moved in. Then, thanks to Western investment and the 2000 rise of Vladimir Putin, Russia started its climb back. In 2004, NATO invited the Baltics to join. That was a serious mistake, in my opinion. What if Mexico was invited to join a military alliance with Russia? Washington wouldn't like it, I bet. But at the time, Russia was too weak to do anything about it. Right now, ethnic Russians comprise 27% of the population of Latvia, 25% of Estonia, and lesser amounts in Lithuania. Due to the harshness of Soviet rule, these people aren't liked very much, and so this is a powder keg waiting to explode. It would be easy to see Vladimir Putin being forced to intervene, quote, to protect the Russian people. So the U.S. military is on the line in the middle of this mess. Your sons, your daughters, husbands, wives, now wives, even mothers, on the line for the Baltics. How do they do it in the face of such incredible stupidity, such wanton misuse of their lives? How do they remain dedicated? In World War II, when Hitler was planning what became known as the Battle of the Bulge, he called the only two field marshals left that he still trusted to Berlin to discuss his plan. That was Field Marshal Model and Field Marshal von Rundstedt. Von Rundstedt had never once in his career been defeated in battle. He took one look at Hitler's plan and saw it as so dangerous and so likely to fail that he faked a stomach illness to get out of responsibility for it. He probably was sickened. Maybe it wasn't faked. Maybe he was sickened when he saw it. Just as American commanders must be sickened by what they see today, the Baltics are not the only place we are doing this. It's all over the world, from the Middle East to the Far East to Africa. Target countries who happen to be weakest at the time in a struggle with some stronger country, Washington, is appealed to for help. Protect us from the demon, they say, that's out there, or we will join the demon. Kind of like joining a prison gang for protection. Instead of saying, do what you think is best for you, Washington jumps in and joins the weaker power. In summary, as I said, this is madness. The NATO treaty doesn't require going to war. It only permits it. And the original treaty of mutual protection did not anticipate extending treaty requirements into parts of what was then the Soviet Empire. Finally, folks, what should we do? Don't go to war with a nuclear-armed nation unless the United States is strategically threatened. Do the Baltics meet that definition? I don't think so, folks. At least that's the way I see it. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.